to get out there and, you know, for me, you know, haven't taken a hit or have live action in a long time. So I look forward to getting out on the field, see what we can do with this offense, getting some live work with, you know, receivers and running backs and offensive line. So going against a good defense, very multiple, you know, multiple schemes. So it's going to be a good test for us and our communication, you know, on the road, using all your, things you have to do when you play on the road. And so our communication and our execution has got to be good.
Eli, was last week the whole, you know, not playing, being on the sideline, was that a little unusual for you in all these years?
You know, I mean, I guess I've had games where I've been on the sideline, not the first one, but, you know, just you know, kind of listen to the coach's orders. But, yeah, it's not something that I ideally like, just getting kind of, you know, knowing that in the week, getting kind of prepared for a game and knowing I'm not going to play in it. Still tried to, watch film and kind of do some things, know the game plan like I was preparing, but. You know, kind of that day of, it's a definitely a different feeling when you know you're not going to get out there in the field.
Did you try to kind of maintain routine? You were in uniform. You know, how did you sort of mentally do the day?
Well, I was kind of, everything got a little thrown off. I was told I wasn't going to dress at all. And so, you know, I came in here early that day and got a full, you know, workout and a run and did some things. I was going to go out and just do kind of pre-game and do a little throwing with Odell and a few guys, and then I kind of thought I had to dress out and go through warm-ups, and so it changed my plan a little bit. But, you know, went through that, but didn't take a whole lot of reps.
The Colts owner, I don't know if you saw that comment from Jim Irsay, that he didn't want to play Andrew Luck even in the preseason against Rex Ryan's team in particular. Do you think about, I mean, you know, you've been on the other side, and we all saw your head bleeding. I mean, do you have any particular concerns or awareness in this game?
No, you treat it like every other game, every other preseason game. You go out there, try to do your job, play at a high level, just understand. Obviously, going against Rex Ryan defense a bunch, regular season, preseason, when he's with the Jets, and so understand. They are multiple. They like to bring some pressures and some blitz, and you know it's our job to get the ball out on time and be prepared for everything.
So you're okay if he decides to, you know, bring the house, bring exotic blitzes, you're all right with
that? Part of football, it's part of what they do, and so give us great work to handle it.
Over the years, have you had occasion to meet him outside of a football game? Like, have things ever come up, you know, some of your on-field interactions? What has that been like, if you can remember any?
Rex has always been, you know, very, very friendly to me. I've definitely seen him outside of a football game or outside after, you know, football situation. So he's been very, very nice and a fun-loving guy, a lot of energy. So I think he's entertaining.
Do you find him funny?
I find Rex funny. I think he's a good coach. I think he has a good scheme, and like I said, very, very entertaining. And you know, again, every run-in I've had with him, he's been very, very nice, and always had something creative to say.
Did he ever apologize for the gash?
That's not his fault. You know, when, like, he didn't do anything wrong. That was on me. So that was a good lesson that I learned on that. It wasn't because he came with some, you know, outrageous blitz or did anything wrong.
He admitted that he actually did a little extra when he was with the Jets, when you guys would play in the exhibition season. Did you could see that on the field? Were you aware of that mentality?
No, didn't notice anything different.
Is it disconcerting that you know you're going through your first game without Josh?
Obviously just kind of found out about this situation. Obviously Josh, he's been a steady kicker for us. So you like to have, going into week one, you like to have all your weapons. But hopefully, we'll handle that when it comes up. But from an offensive standpoint, just know, hopefully we don't have to settle for field goals and we can score touchdowns.
When did you find out about that incident?
Just when everybody, the other day, just reading about it.
Eli, with some of the injuries to, you know, Jeremy Davis and Victor and whatnot, you've had to work with different receivers. Do you feel like you're starting to get on the same page with them, or is it going to take these preseason games to really bring that up?
Well, I think preseason games are very helpful. I think when you get every rep, every practice rep, just because you get certain concepts, certain routes, but just going against different technique, different looks, different forms of defense, you're gonna get a different reaction. So I think every live rep is kind of counts, I think, a little bit extra when you get in the game, in a preseason game. So looking forward to getting out there and working some concepts with some of the young guys and getting on the same page with them. See. Make sure we can, we're where we need to be.
You're a team leader. Obviously, you've been here a long time. You're the quarterback. Do you feel the need to talk to the team, to Josh, or anything when an incident like that happens? Obviously, he's been suspended for something that the league believes he did wrong in that regard.
I don't think there's a whole lot to say. To the team. I think if Josh wants to say something, he can. Explain his case, but I don't know a whole lot of details about what happened. I know he's been suspended, and that's about all I know.
Eli, what about your tight ends? We don't really talk about them that much, but it looks like you've got a nice mix of talent in there, guys that can do different things. What is it about that group that excites you this year?
I think got some experience, and obviously Larry's been around and has had some good years, and he's back healthy and making plays and a big target. And then, Will Todd did a great job last year stepping in and making some big plays for us, and good run after catch. So having both those guys, now having them both on the field possibly at the same time, put them in different spots is exciting. You can be very multiple when you have two tight ends that can, put them in different areas and get some mismatches in our favor. So, then a couple of young guys, stepping up and doing some nice things in the tight end position. But it's good to have, again, more weapons you can have, and putting guys in different spots, you should create one-on-one matchups and feel like those guys can win the one-on-one matchup.
What did you think of Ryan's performance,
Friday? I thought Ryan just kind of got some bad breaks on some things. I think he was going to the right spots and made good decisions, good checks, it's just one of the, one of those deals where balls get tipped up and throwing go routes, throwing the ball down the field, you can make a couple better throws, but that's football. I think he's doing the right things. He was aggressive, and you don't want to take that away. Just keep doing it, and knowing the next game, you'll make that throw. You won't get that bad bounce.
What have your interactions with Victor been like, and is it particularly frustrating for him?
Trying to keep him positive, just keep him in the mix, in the loop of what's going on, and hopefully he can get back soon and get back to work.
What have you seen from your only French receiver? He seems to be making more plays.
Yes, you kind of see him starting to play faster, just having a better understanding of what's going on, I think there was a learning curve, obviously, for him, coming in. Also, just a talent curve, just going against, different cornerbacks with better ability than what he was used to. So just, working his releases, being able to make the tough throw, tough catches, and he's making some catches where he's not, necessarily wide open, but making those tough catches, and that's what you like to see. He's a big body guy, can run, and he's doing some nice things. So that's, I'm excited for him.
In practice, you've been going against, a first-year safety and a second-year safety. How do you see them meshing?
I feel like I haven't noticed. It's not. I think both of them are talented. It's not one of those deals where you say, "Hey, we're gonna attack these guys." I mean, they're both both very talented. They're both playmakers, and so I've been impressed with what they're doing. Their communication seems to be on the same page, getting everybody lined up, getting everybody in the right spots and making plays.
You still expect Cruz to play for you guys this year?
No reason not to. So hopefully he can get back to practice and get rolling and have a big year for us.
Thanks, Eli.